Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Him forever.
More comfortable sitting, please do so. In the Nativity of the Theotokos. There is perhaps one whose absence is keenly felt this morning. And yet, though Joseph is absent physically, he's perhaps more present with us than he's ever been. The resurrectional troparion that we just heard the choir sing says, "Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, for the Lord has shown strength with his arm. He has trampled down death by death. He has become the firstborn of the dead. He has delivered us from the depths of hell and has granted to the world great mercy." It's an amazing thought to think what we know by faith, our brother in Christ knows in reality. He fulfills the resurrection kantakion. "On this day, thou didst rise from the tomb, O most merciful one, leading us from the gates of death." Thursday, Joseph was led from the gates of death. On this day, Adam exults as Eve rejoices with the prophets and patriarchs. They unceasingly praise the divine majesty of thy power. To think of rejoicing with Adam and Eve and all the patriarchs. The Nativity of the Theotokos. I give the same sermon for this feast every year. It is the nature of our God to call light from darkness, to draw forth life from barrenness, and to nourish hope in a sea of hopelessness. So today, we celebrate that the Virgin is born from a barren womb. And on this day, we, with the whole world, hold our breath in anticipation. Anticipation because the one through whom the Savior will come, she has been born on earth today. The universe is in awe this day because the old covenant has come to an end. In the time of the law, it has passed. With the birth of the Virgin, the new covenant is begun. The prophecies, they are fulfilled. The types, they give way to the realities. The Mother of God, she is herself the gate of paradise. She is herself the burning bush. She is herself the Ark of the Covenant. She is herself the temple of life. No longer are sacrifices in the temple required, for the one is born through whom the ultimate sacrifice will come. The Virgin will show us that the only acceptable sacrifice to God is the offering of ourselves. To become living temples of God, filled with the Holy Spirit. In anticipation, we remember the "let there be" at the very beginning that brought creation into existence, while we look forward to the "let it be" of the Virgin's reply to the angel Gabriel. As humankind was formed from virgin earth, so too our Lord was formed from the earth of the Virgin. The great mystery revealed today is that for God to reveal his power and his glory, he requires earth that is ready and that is willing to be fashioned. Just as the earth offered itself for the fashioning of humanity, so the Virgin offers herself for the fashioning of the God-man. As one theologian says regarding the human race, what had seemed its frailty, that it is nothing but dust, and it will return to dust. This is in fact its strength, the earthen vessels containing heavenly power, when it holds itself open, ready to be fashioned to bear the fingerprints of its Creator. So, brothers and sisters, as we think of our newly departed brother, Joseph, we ask ourselves, are we ready to be fashioned? Are we holding ourselves open, waiting for God to pour His Spirit into our hearts? Do we bear the fingerprints of our Creator? Today we are reminded of our high calling to be this mud, to be this clay, this earth that is capable of being fashioned. Today we rejoice at the birth of the Virgin who will be called Mother, for she will conceive and she will give birth to God in the flesh. We rejoice because she shows us what is possible when earth is made ready to be fashioned. So today we resolve to bear the fingerprints of our Creator and become receptacles of His holy and His healing presence. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to Him forever.